And good morning, everybody. It's People in Your Neighborhood. It's William here with you. And this morning I am joined by Desiree Bonhorst, and she's with Capital City Campus. So I understand. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And
beautiful day out there.
Absolutely. It's going to be a little warm out there. But yeah. You know what? I mean, the pool's open now, so
yeah. Today
would be a good day to go to the pool.
Perfect.
So what's coming up now?
So Capital City Campus, I'm the office manager, and I'm also the program director of our driver education program that we've got going. We have two sessions coming up this summer yet that we still have some spots available. This first session that's coming up is going to be taught by Diana Knox, and there's a parent meeting on Tuesday, July 2nd at 6 o'clock. The class itself is going to be July 8th through July 12th. It's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and an hour lunch break, and then 1 to 4 p.m. The cost is $450, which includes 30 hours of classroom instruction and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction. The behind-the-wheel instruction will be scheduled with Diana either during the parenting meeting or during class time. So you'll get that schedule almost right away and know when that's going to be. She'll be doing behind the wheel for a couple weeks after the class ends. And there is a schedule out on our website, capitalcitycampus.org/academics/driver's ed. So you can find all that information on our website. And then we do have a second session that's going to be at the later end of July, July 29th through August 2nd. And that class is going to be taught by Nancy Kennedy. Now, we have some really good teachers for driver education, and we've really got this program going. There's going to be 30 kids per class. Again, it's $450 with the classroom instruction and the 6 hours of behind the wheel. Now, students are actually in the car for about 12 hours because they usually go with a partner. So they'll get to observe all this time with another student, and then they'll get their own 6 hours. So
yeah, takes me back to my days when I was in driver's ed.
Yeah.
But when I was in school, they still had driver's ed and offered in high school. But
yeah,
they don't do that anymore in Indiana.
Yeah, it's open to the public. Anyone can. There is no age limit actually in South Dakota to take driver's education, but the certificate itself expires after a year. So we really want students to be 14 when they take the class. That helps. They can get their permit then right away and start practicing with their adult in their life.
So in South Dakota, how old does somebody have to be to get the permit?
14.
14.
Yep. You can't start legally driving with a parent until you're 14. So
wow.
we like kids to be 14 when they take our class.
Really? So in Indiana, it's 16.
I know. It's really young in South Dakota. In Minnesota, I believe it's 15 for a permit and 16 for a license. But after you have your permit for 6 months with the amount of driving that is required to practice, if you take this class, the test is waived. So you don't have to do that. And you don't have to do the written test because that's already taken care of in the class.
Yeah. I didn't have to take the driving test. Maybe that might have been a good thing. But I did good enough in the driver's ed that I didn't have to take the driving test.
Yeah.
I had to take the written test, and I passed it, you know, pretty well. But
yeah.
I didn't have to take the driving test because I did well enough in the driver's ed course.
Right. And that's exactly what the driver's ed course is for. So get kids to have some experience behind the wheel, not be very scared of, you know, because that's what we're finding. Students are having a hard time with the driving, paying attention, you know, all the technology these days.
Absolutely.
Getting them distracted. But, you know, we really want to provide good education to our community about driving and the things that you can do to avoid accidents.
Absolutely. And you know what? It helps, like, because I remember when I first started driving, it's like, it is kind of nerve-wracking.
Very nerve-wracking. Yeah.
You know, the first time you get your license, the first time you're behind the car by yourself, and I just think it's a good chance. You just get some experience, behind-the-wheel experience.
Yeah.
And some education, learn the proper things to do and all the techniques and everything.
Yeah.
And I think that would help.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. So we still have a couple spots left for the first July class, but it is filling up pretty quickly. So I would get on the website. Again, that's capitalcitycampus.org. To find driver's ed, you go to academics and driver education courses. It's all on the website. There's calendars. There's all the information you need. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at the office. Our number at Capital City Campus is 605-773-2160. And if I don't answer the phone, you can leave a message and I'll be sure to call you in 3 business days.
That's right. So all you young people out there, sign up for this driver education course. Well, yeah, have your parents sign you up.
But, we actually have two adults in this next class.
Really?
It's great for anybody wanting to get their license and wanting to be safe behind the wheel.
That's right. So it sounds like a great opportunity to get some education behind the wheel.
Wonderful.
I appreciate you coming in this
morning,
Desiree.
Thank you so much for having us. That's great.
And I hope you have a good day today. Enjoy the wonderful weather. Just
you too.
Just make sure you're out in the sun. Drink a lot of water and stuff if you're outside.
Sunscreen.
sunscreen. Absolutely. Well, have a good day.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.